This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. We have 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, becoming partly sunny by the afternoon. We have a lot of clouds out there right now. Numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms early this morning, and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. But again, some sunshine. High today in the low 80s. Chance of rain is 70%. Tonight, we'll have a 30% chance of rain. Partly cloudy skies. Low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, a nicer day. Partly sunny with a slight chance of rain. And high in the middle 80s. Chance of rain is just 20% tomorrow. Definitely a warm day with a lot of moisture in the air this morning in particular. The Chapel Hill Town Council faces mounting pressure to increase library funding, but that's just one of many tough choices this budget season. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
John Morris was one of a dozen residents who came out last night to ask the Chapel Hill Town Council to increase funding for the newly expanded library.
You know, the people who are most hurt by the cut in hours are not any special interest group or the Chapel Hill elite, whoever that may be. The people who are hurt most are parents with children, families that work long hours, and those who don't have the money to buy their own books and computers. That's who we're standing up for.
Morris presented the council with a petition signed by more than 850 library patrons, all calling for the library to stay open 68 hours a week. Since the expansion project was completed last month, library hours have been cut to 54 hours a week. Town Manager Roger Stansel's recommended budget offers an extra $100,000 for additional staffing to bring that number up to 58 hours a week, but many say that's not enough. Councilmember Jim Ward said he wants to find an extra $250,000 to restore the library to its full schedule.
I want to start that conversation about changing the numbers right now, and I am supportive of fully funding the library hours. To me, evidenced by 2020, evidenced by emails that we got today, evidenced by the folks who came this evening to talk to us. I think that's the old-fashioned version of priority-based budgeting.
But others on the council didn't see it that way. Lee Storrow said he'd prefer an incremental increase with input from the new library director.
I feel that it may not be the most responsible decision for us to jump from where we are right now to 68 without the knowledge and the wisdom of a couple of months, 6 months of operations under our new library director, who might have some expertise that I know I don't have.
Director Susan Brown starts work this week at a time when the library has become a lightning rod for resident concerns about how to balance a tight budget. After 4 years without a property tax increase and 7 without a transit fund increase, Roger Stansel says the budget gaps are unavoidable. He's recommending a 2-cent property tax rate hike to be split between Chapel Hill Transit and other big-ticket items like library funding and solid waste disposal. This year's the first time the council has undertaken priority budgeting, a ranking process meant to better align town spending with community values. But budget staffers say it was only partially implemented throughout the planning process, and some on the council don't see that it's helped at all. Matt Jakowski said the current budget method doesn't help the council when it comes to making tough choices.
In the budget is a proposed 2% increase for employees. Which of those supporters of the library would like to see us reduce our raise to the employees so that we can fund the library? That's priority budgeting.
Last night's public hearing was just the beginning of the budget negotiation process, and looking ahead, Donna Bell reminded her peers to focus on the bigger picture.
I just wanted to see if we could bring it back out, because I don't want to feel like this is a conversation about if we want to have the library funded or not have the library funded. You know, how do we do all of the things that we want to do?
The council will hold a work session on employee compensation and health benefits at the library this Wednesday and discuss the future of Chapel Hill Transit at a work session scheduled for June 3rd. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system from Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles, and you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the global Globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love, close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood, between Chapel Hill and Durham, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at besttile.com.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Meadowmont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Hello, this is Eric Montross, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
It's 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 at WCHL. The fourth week of protest led by the North Carolina chapter of the NAACP has ended in the arrest of more than 50 at the state legislature. The arrest count and number of supporters yesterday reached the highest yet for the group's demonstrations against the policies of the Republican-held legislature. Both arrest numbers and crowds chanting in support have grown each week, with about 150 people facing charges since the start of demonstrations. The state chapter of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People and the demonstrators coming out for protest are angry over cuts to social programs, education reforms, changes to voting laws, and other issues championed by GOP lawmakers. The supporters and those arrested range in age, race, and professional background, including a lot of people from right here in Chapel Hill. The North Carolina Senate released its $20.6 billion budget proposal on Sunday night. The plan for Medicaid, a topic that's caused a lot of controversy in our state, might see some changes.
I just think that's going in entirely the wrong direction. And, you know, it seems to be these decisions are being made with no consideration, I think, for the impact they're going to have on vulnerable people in North Carolina.
That is Ty Hunter. He's participated in the NAACP protest outside the General Assembly, and he was arrested May 6th during a rally. The Senate's budget plan for Medicaid adds about $1.2 billion in overall funding, according to a press release issued by Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger. However, it will reduce covered doctor visits on Medicaid from 22 to 10 per year, except for the chronically ill, raises copays for services, and cuts private nursing services by $5 million, among other changes. Says he also did not agree with North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory's decision to reject the expanded federal Medicaid program in March. It's estimated that about 500,000 low-income people get health care coverage under the program. Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP chapter president Minister Robert Campbell has also attended the protest in Raleigh and says health care is one of his main concerns.
We got to be equal about this thing. So if it's not going to affect the top, why are we still pulling the rug under the bottom?
Berger's news release states that Medicaid is a runaway federal entitlement program that is diverting funds away from priorities like education, transportation, and our judicial system. That's a quote. If you'd like more information on the Senate's budget proposal, you can visit WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Orange County Manager Frank Clifton will present next year's budget proposal when the Board of Commissioners meets tonight. The spending plan does not call for a property tax increase or an increase to the Chapel Hill Carborough School District. Despite a request from the school board to raise the rate, county commissioners could decide to raise the district tax by as much as 5.5% or 5.5 cents to fully fund the school system's budget request. Household sanitation fees could double to $20 for urban residents and $40 for rural residents. Clifton says the increase would go to fund improvements and additional operating hours at the solid waste convenience centers. 10 of the county's 12 fire districts are asking the board to raise fire district tax rates. If approved, the Chapel Hill rate would double from 7.5 cents to 15 cents per $100 of assessed value, the highest in the county. The budget includes money to hire new EMS personnel, IT specialists, and librarians, as well as nearly $500,000 for the Chapel Hill Public Library. Now, in addition to reviewing the budget, the board will also get an update on the Orange County Bus and Rail Plan implementation and take a first look at a plan to host a county fair. The board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. More on the Orange County budget coming up in our next newscast on WCHL as it relates to our schools. All of that on the way on WCHL. Time for a quick look at traffic and weather together this morning. And traffic is brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. And Cruisers is the home of the 79-cent fountain drink. No matter how big, only 79 cents. That's what it costs. Great bargain. Only at Cruisers. Check it out. Cruisers. Good to go. Not much happening in the way of traffic so far this morning. That situation will certainly change a little bit later on. When it does, we'll be here to report on it for you. We have Rand Northam and Rachel Nash back in the newsroom this morning, and you will hear from them a little bit later on in the morning. But right now, really nothing to report out there. It's just kind of wet after all the rain we've had yesterday. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather looks like this, 68 degrees, and a chance of more rain today, particularly early. Numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms possible, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s, chance of rain is 70%, but the encouraging thing is we have a chance of some sunshine early today, and that is a really welcome addition. 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Time now for David Letterman.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
This next song is dedicated to Vicky Cooper. Vicky's a mother of three who recently saved $124 spring shopping at Kohl's. By stacking the savings, she not only took advantage of a great sale, she also saved $20 using her Kohl's cash. Congrats, Vicky. This one's for you.
Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's one-day sale this Wednesday. Kohl's, expect great things.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At turntohelpnow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to turntohelpnow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit turntohelpnow.com today.
The category tonight, this is interesting. Questions on the dog IQ test. Do you know about this, Paul?
No, I haven't.
A North Carolina company has developed an IQ test for dogs to measure their cognitive abilities and to determine if your dog is an Einstein, a socialite, or a charmer.
Really?
Yeah.
An IQ test.
That's right. But, I mean, dog owners, it's fascinating because we sort of superimpose human qualities, characteristics, and mannerisms and thoughts and behavior to the dog.
Sure.
And the dog couldn't be more oblivious.
Right.
But that doesn't mean there isn't something going on,
yes,
in there.
Yes, of course, yeah.
I remember one time we had to x-ray my dog's head, and honest to God, this is the size of the brain, just like that.
Ah.
And that just your average. So now a company, and I think this is a good idea, not really, will... I mean, big, so we know. Who cares?
Yeah. All right.
Questions on the dog IQ test. Here we go, number 10. Did you eat the dish towel? Number 9. If a car is moving at 30 miles an hour and you can chase it at 15 miles per hour, how soon will you catch it? Number 8. Sit. Number 7. What is it, boy? Trouble at the mill? Number 6, kibbles, bits, or none of the above? Number 5, paw. There you go. Number 4, conjugate woof. Number 3, who's a good doggy? Who's a good doggy? Who's a good doggy? Who's a big dog? Who's a big dog? Who's a good puppy? Who's a good puppy? Who's a big puppy?
Stop it.
Number 2. This is one of those essay questions, I think. Summarize the advantage of licking yourself. And the number one question on the dog IQ test, can you parallel park a car?
Oh, my goodness. David Lindman, top 10 list on WCHL, talking about a North Carolina company, too.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight when his scheduled guests will be Jason Bateman, John Fogerty, and the Piedmont Bird Callers. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Well, good morning. It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Family Medicine. Good morning. I'm Rod Stutz. Number 5 ranked UNC baseball team slipped past number 8 Florida State last night 4-3, finishing up regular season play. In the first inning, freshman outfielder Sky Bolt singled to center to score senior outfielder Chaz Frank from third. Seminoles turned around and tied the game 1-1 at the top of the second against senior Tar Heel pitcher Chris Munley. In the fourth, sophomore infielder Michael Russell helped regain the lead for North Carolina.
Here's the 0-1 off speed. Russell's going to have a couple of RBIs. Winston will get the throw in very quickly, going to be cut off. And Cody Stubbs scores from second base. And the Tar Heels are in business. 3-1 the score now. No outs.
Freshman pitcher Riley Hovis entered the game for the Tar Heels. Seminoles then fought back and scored single runs in the fifth and sixth. In the bottom of the sixth, senior Cody Stubbs tried to get something going on pitch number 2.
Stubbs will hit that one into the gap. Not going to be a play for Seth Miller. Cody Stubbs looking for second base. Miller misplays it at the wall. Cody Stubbs going to come into third base. The throw is going to be there, but Cody Stubbs slides in with a triple.
However, on a fielder's choice in the batted ball of Russell, Stubbs went for the go-ahead run and was caught at home. Freshman pitcher Trent Thornton then entered the game at the top of the seventh. Junior catcher Brian Holbertson singled in the go-ahead run in the eighth as his hit allowed Stubbs to score from third. With that victory last night, Tar Heels finished the regular season 48-8 overall. Seminoles are now 44-12. North Carolina reached an all-time best in wins this season and surpassed the 45 wins marked by the 2006, 2007, and 2008 teams. Up next, Tar Heels will compete in the ACC tournament held at Durham Bulls Athletic Park in Durham. Carolina will play Miami in the second round of round-robin play on Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock. North Carolina didn't take the prize for most All-ACC honors, according to the coaches, despite wrapping up the regular season and Coastal Division titles. However, juniors Colin Moran and Kent Emanuel received top honors. Moran was named Player of the Year as he led the Tar Heels all season long at the plate. Moran is batting better than .375 in the season. He leads the country in RBIs with 83, which is also a UNC single-season record. Emanuel was named Pitcher of the Year. His 9 wins ties the single-season career high while throwing a 2.28 earned run average. He currently leads the ACC in innings pitched with 102 and two-thirds in 14 appearances, all but one of which he started. Tar Heels did place 5 players in the all-conference list. Senior first baseman Cody Stubbs was also named first-team All-ACC. Stubbs joins Moran among the top 10 players in the country in RBIs with 66. Two Carolina freshmen were named the All-ACC second team, Sky Bolt and Trent Thornton. 625 at WCHL. Good morning.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Charles Osgood. You meet some great people in this business. Our CBS News colleague Ben Tracy got to meet Mike Schultz.
Monster Mike, as he's known, has competed in the X Games 11 times. So this past month, when Popular Science named him one of its inventors of the year, some of his racing buddies realized the monster was now the mad scientist.
You'll meet it after this. Where will you be when you remember you left the garage door open? Halfway to the office? Halfway around the world? Well, if you've got a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you've got nothing to worry about. With LiftMaster, you can use your smartphone or computer to open or close your garage door from anywhere. You can turn your house lights on or off, too. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working even if the power isn't. Find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com. In this moment, who has your back? An insurance company delivering excellence during your claims process? Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power and Associates. Let an Auto Owners independent insurance agent have your back. So when the unthinkable happens, you get the claim service you deserve. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. Ben Tracy, what did Mike Schultz invent?
he created what he's called the Moto Knee and VersaFoot, a prosthetic for extreme athletes to use in extreme sports. It's waterproof, absorbs shock, and has more range of motion than conventional prosthetics.
It allows it to bend 130 degrees, like your real leg does, and still have resistance all the way through that range.
Mike built the prototype in 1 week without any formal mechanical training.
You were not a professional engineer, but you did have motivation.
Yeah, my motivation to build this prosthetic leg came from the fact that in 2008, I was in a racing accident, which ended up in me losing my left leg just above the knee.
Even so, he was determined to race again, and he had an idea for a new leg built of mountain bike parts. Mike's wife, Sarah.
And he came home, and he set it on my kitchen table, and he's like, this is how I'm going to ride. This is how I'm going to race, and life is going to be good.
5 months after my accident, I was on the dirt bike track trying to qualify for the Summer X Games Adaptive Supercross.
Mike won the silver in that event. He's won 4 gold medals in the game since then.
In 2010, Mike started a company, BioDapt, and custom builds each leg in his garage in Minnesota. They've been used by amputee athletes and soldiers returning from war with missing limbs.
I've got the best job in the world right now, and it makes all this hard work and effort well worth it.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
You know what they say, April showers bring May flowers. But at Harrington Bank, April showers bring great rates. At Harrington Bank, we're always thinking of ways to help you get ahead. Trust your local bank to have the best rates in town. Call or stop by today to learn more about our current CD specials. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Farrington Road, and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Visit us online at harringtonbank.com. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Baseball, the sound of summer.
I love it, Ron, at all levels, from the little league to Class A to the bigs.
Hey, Freddie, I have a trivia question for you for a change. How's a great game of baseball like our great local company, Fitch Lumber and Hardware?
All right, Ron, I'll take a swing at that. Fitch Lumber and Hardware offers a great experience at all levels, too. Not only for the professional contractor, but for the weekend amateur with home projects large and small.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware, right here in downtown Carrboro.
Play ball!
I'm Kevin Cohan of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Eric White. Hey, Kev, what do you like most about living in Chapel Hill and working at Franklin Street Realty?
Well, Eric, for me, it's really about the people. Before real estate, I spent many years as the general partner of an investment firm interacting with a computer screen. Now, I really enjoy connecting with my clients and brainstorming with the great group of agents at Franklin Street Realty.
I agree. You know, I spent the first 20 years of my life in Chapel Hill, and the second 20 years spent mostly on Hilton Head Island running my marketing company, which specialized in real estate. I finally found my way back home. I love this town. So to be a Tar Heel again.
I know what you mean. I spent a few years overseas and in New York, but my heart never left the hill. It's great to know a place like the back of your hand, and it's really cool to be raising my family in the same great town where I grew up.
I hear you. You know, I feel like I am Chapel Hill.
And I am a true blue Tar Heel.
And we are Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Really, why would you?
It's bottom of the hour at WCHL and your Chapel Hill cover of weather. Brought to you this morning by Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. From major repairs to simple oil changes for imports, domestics, and hybrids. With 4 locations in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Durham. ChapelHillTire.com. It is 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. A lot of clouds this morning. It's wet out there. It will become partly sunny by this afternoon. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, 70%. High today in the low 80s.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Report. I'm Dave Barrett. A search continues for tornado victims in Moore, Oklahoma.
It's very solemn, and everyone is just doing their best to
continue the recovery effort.
That's one of the first responders.
A lot of it doesn't sink in until after the fact, you know, because we're in there and trying to keep your game face on, so to speak.
I'm Lee Frank in Moore, Oklahoma, driving down Telephone Road. It's a usually busy commercial street, now covered with mud and all sorts of building material scraps. I see a two-story medical office building with all the windows blown out.
Oklahoma County Commissioner Brian Maughan says there's so much debris.
Where do you start? You cannot comprehend, having gone through all these ravaged areas, what the breadth of the destruction was.
51 people dead, the total expected to go higher. The Oklahoman newspaper says near Plaza Elementary School, after 2 hours of digging in the rubble of their home, Sandra Knight and her husband found their dog, Claire, found her alive. CBS News Special Report. I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. 67 degrees and really cloudy this morning and really wet out there. We have another chance of rain today. 70% chance of a shower or thunderstorm pretty much all day. High temperature in the low 80s. Tomorrow will be in the middle 80s. So kind of warm and muggy, actually. Franklin Street's worst driving corner took three vehicles as victims in less than 36 hours this weekend, shutting down the northeast end of the road twice. Chapel Hill Police Sergeant Josh Meesemore says Friday afternoon's incident involved a single car that veered off the road and struck a power pole.
Ann Hines has been charged with two charges, driving while impaired, careless and reckless driving. And the driving while impaired is a blood test, so we won't have the results, the actual alcohol level, back for some time.
The vehicle was reportedly traveling southwest on Franklin, approximately 50 miles an hour in a 35 mile per hour zone. Once she's charged, Hines will lose her license for 30 days. She will then have to appear in court and could face up to another year of her license revoked if convicted. The reckless driving charge carries a penalty less than 1 year in jail, but Sergeant Meesemore says offenders don't often get that harsh a punishment. Hines was transported to UNC hospitals with minor injuries. 33 and a half hours later, a car traveling in the opposite direction had a similar problem, but this time with no alcohol as the cause.
A car heading toward Durham crossed the center line in the curve there and into oncoming traffic and then struck another vehicle head-on. So I guess in this situation, the difference was that there was another vehicle there.
In that accident, Sierra Roberts was charged with failure to maintain lane control. That infraction is an offense which can be waived by just paying the fine. Two of the four people from Roberts' vehicle, not including Roberts herself, were transported to UNC hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the other car was a lone occupant and was also transported to the hospital with minor injuries. The fourth week of protests led by the North Carolina chapter of the NAACP has ended in the arrest of more than 50 people at the state legislature. Just yesterday, 50 people. The arrest count and number of supporters on Monday reached the highest yet for the group's demonstrations against the policies of the Republican-held legislature. Both arrest numbers and crowds chanting in support have grown each week, with about 150 people facing charges since the start of the demonstrations. The state chapter of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People and the demonstrators coming out for protest are angry over cuts to social programs, education reforms, changes to voting laws, and many other issues championed by GOP lawmakers. The supporters and those arrested range in age, race, and professional background. It is a wide variety of people there, including a lot of Chapel Hill and Carborough residents. Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board members are reacting to County Manager Frank Clifton's budget proposal now. They say this will leave the district short of what it asked for by about $4.5 million. But Orange County commissioners say it's still too early in the budget process. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
We're going to need to be prepared and may need to make some tough decisions in the next coming weeks.
That's Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze. He explains the additional funds could be made up by raising the special district tax that only taxed those within district borders. Northside Elementary School is opening this year, and in the past, when new schools are opened, an increase in the special district tax has been used to help cover the cost. However, that was not included in Clifton's budget proposal.
Not to see it there and to see Northside left unfunded was discouraging.
Chair of the Board of Commissioners, Barry Jacobs, says it's too early for panic because the commissioners haven't formally been presented the budget yet and still have public comment sessions.
This is like a dance.
the school board asks for its, I don't know if I would call it optimal because we can never get to optimum, but their preferred budget.
He says the commissioners recently added several new members and have never discussed raising the special district tax. Clifton and Jacobs both say the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools can tap into its fund balance.
We have to maintain some fund balance for cash flow purposes so we can pay our bills and meet our payroll obligations. And so we really didn't see much more available moving forward.
LaFrise says $6.1 million are available in the fund balance, $3.4 million above the required minimum. He says $3.2 million of the fund balance has already been committed to balancing the budget. He says they can't operate if any more of the fund balance is dipped into. Jacob says the commissioners will take into account the challenges the school board is facing.
That the Orange County Board of Commissioners have a proud history of supporting public education to the highest level we can, and that we're not going to back away from that commitment.
For more information on the current budget proposal, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other news this morning, County Commissioner Frank Clifton will present next year's budget proposal when the Board of Commissioners meets tonight. The spending plan does not call for a property tax increase, nor an increase to the Chapel Hill Carborough School District tax, despite a request from the school board to raise the rate. County commissioners could decide to raise the district tax by as much as 5.5 cents to fully fund the school system's budget request. Household sanitation fees could double to $20 for urban residents and $40 for rural residents. Clifton says the increase would go to fund improvements and additional operating hours at the solid waste convenience centers. 10 of the county's 12 fire districts are asking the board to raise fire district tax rates. If approved, the Chapel Hill rate would double from 7.5 cents to 15 cents per $100 of assessed value, the highest in the county. The budget includes money to hire new EMS personnel, IT specialists, and librarians, as well as nearly $500,000 for the Chapel Hill Public Library. In addition to reviewing the budget, the board will also get an update on the Orange County Bus and Rail Plan implementation and take a first look at a plan to host a county fair. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. They'll be busy in Carborough tonight as well. Carborough aldermen want to hear your opinions on the 2013-2014 budget plan at tonight's public hearing. The town faces increased costs to haul trash to Durham once a county landfill closes, as well as rising employee health care costs. But town manager David Andrews says revenue projections are slightly up, suggesting the economic recovery may be taking hold in Carborough. After the public hearing, the board will weigh the pros and cons of installing an ATM in the town commons and consider putting up temporary traffic calming devices on Oak Drive. Alderman will also offer comments on the draft Orange County Library strategic plan released last week and review the progress of the Rogers Road Task Force. The board will meet tonight at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall. News around town this morning. Extraordinary Ventures will host 20 young adults with developmental disabilities at a 3-day basketball camp, and they need help from volunteers. Extraordinary Ventures is a Chapel Hill-based nonprofit organization which offers employment and other opportunities for people with disabilities who might not ordinarily be able to receive. The camp is designed to create a place where these young adults can go instead of sitting at home. It will include basketball drills, arts and crafts, field trips, and social opportunities. Registration is $20 for campers, but scholarships are available. If you'd like to volunteer, contact Stefan Hansen at EV. You can find his contact information by visiting the News Around Town link on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:40, 20 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Robert Dowling has today's commentary, and that's on the way next.
Now hear this. Performance BMW is hosting their annual BMW Certified Pre-Owned Spring Sales Event.
Wow!
It's sure to excite thrill seekers everywhere.
I want performance.
The road is calling, and right now at the BMW Certified Pre-Owned Spring Sales Event, you can get exceptional offers, such as financing as low as 0.9% for up to an unbelievable 60 months on many certified pre-owned models. Performance BMW is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. Visit their virtual showroom at performancebmwchapelhill.com, where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service.
service.
Finance with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for specified terms. See dealer for details. Take delivery by May 31st, 2013.
Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Wow!
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Mad Science Camps. It's half off. Week-long science summer camps available now. Today's Our Local Deal may help your child fall in love with science while having a great time. Week 1 starts June 17th and focuses on rockets and the physics of rocket flight. Week 2 starts July 8th and the fields of science, technology, engineering, art, and math are all explored in this new camp. There are only 10 spots in each camp being held for Our Local Deal buyers, so check it out and call soon to reserve. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Kitchen a little cramped? Let Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions make your life a little easier. Bill Cedarburg has been helping local families achieve their design dreams for over 25 years. The design team will guide you through your home's entire project to ensure that you have the kitchen, bathroom, or addition that suits your family's needs. And they've been an Angie's List Super Service Award winner for the last 2 years. Cedarburg Kitchens, translating your home dreams into living spaces. Learn more at CedarburgKitchens.com.
2 years ago, we launched ChapelBarrow.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved, and ChapelBarrow.com is evolving with it.
ChapelBarrow 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, ChapelBarrow 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
Good morning. It is 6:42, 18 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Robert Dowling. As the executive director of Community Home Trust, I've always believed in alerting elected officials to circumstances that could impair the success of our inclusionary housing programs. For example, in 2007, we identified a concern that our housing model did not adequately address long-term maintenance. We also proposed and adopted a solution to that problem. More recently, I have discussed the risks of affordable condominiums and the lack of lending options available to our homebuyers. Because we are responsible for stewarding more than 200 homes that collectively are worth more than $35 million, I believe that raising these concerns publicly is warranted and hopefully appreciated. The last thing we want to do is surprise elected officials with bad news. My staff tells me that I focus too much time on what we could do better and too little what we have done well. So allow me to tell you a few things that we've accomplished in the past 13 years. Today, there are more than 200 affordable homes integrated into market-rate neighborhoods. We estimate there is more than $2 million of homeowner equity in those homes and more than $10 million of community equity in those same homes. And lastly, I could go on for hours about the homeowners themselves, the teachers, university employees, municipal employees, retirees, and others who are able to live affordably in homes right here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Although our inclusionary housing programs face challenges that may warrant changes to existing policies, I believe these programs have been extraordinarily successful for the entire community. This is Robert Dowling.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel stations.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The Carolina baseball team wrapped up the regular season with a 4-3 victory versus Florida State on Monday night at Bochimer Stadium. With the game tied at 3 in the bottom of the 8th, Cody Stubbs struck out, but the ball would get away from Florida State's catcher. He'd run down to first base, and the Tar Heels would have a base runner with two outs. Michael Russell would single, and then Brian Holberton's game-winning RBI, a single in the 8th inning, would score Stubbs and cement the 4-3 victory. And the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mike Fox, was ecstatic about the Tar Heels' 48th victory of 2013.
You know, a low-scoring game, which says a lot about the pitching on both sides. And, you know, we made some big pitches when we needed to and caught a break there with a strikeout in the wild pitch. But then, Brian Holberton's been in a little bit of a funk lately, so it's nice to see him step up there. And if nothing else, the game might have been worth that, just seeing him step up there and get the game-winning RBI when he's been struggling a little bit, and maybe that'll get him going.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time.
Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So the Tar Heels baseball team won't hit the diamond again until Thursday at 3 o'clock when they take on Miami in the ACC tournament in Durham. The Tar Heels clinching the number one seed in this year's event will take on the 8th seed Miami. And the Tar Heels, as you remember, took 2 of 3 from the Hurricanes back at the beginning of ACC play.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Morning, it is 6:47, 13 minutes until 7 o'clock, WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Well, time now for traffic, and Rachel Nash is here again this morning. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing well this morning. How are you doing, Ron?
Just fantastic. Just so happy to be here.
Oh, yeah.
Ecstatic.
And I think drivers out there are doing well right now because we don't have any slow-ups, no tie-ups right now. 40, 15, 501, 54 in the Durham Freeway, not reporting any issues at this time. But if you do see something as you're driving to work this morning, you can give us a call in the newsroom. Rand's back there, and so am I. Call us at 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL, but if you do tweet us, we ask that you do it safely.
And we should say that the roads are still kind of wet out there
because
of all the rain we had yesterday.
But lots of rain yesterday, so just keep an eye on that.
And guess what? The weather forecast calls for a 70% chance of more rain today.
How about that?
Yeah, isn't that great? Fantastic.
Spring showers.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you in a little while.
Okay, sounds good.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. If you need an engagement ring or a custom piece of jewelry you've dreamed of for a long time, go see Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers. He's there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza right next door to Whole Foods. It is 67 degrees in Chapel Hill, becoming partly sunny by the afternoon. That's an encouraging note. Numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms early this morning. And a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Chance of rain is 70%. That will decrease to 30% chance of rain tonight. And the low tonight in the middle 60s. Looks like another rainy day. We may as well go ahead and get used to it. I was really, you're not going to believe this when I say it, but I was really hoping that we'd get some sunshine today and things dry out so I could actually mow my grass. Just, I think it's going to overtake us. The grass is so thick now it's like you can hide out there in it. But, a lot of people are going through the same thing. And it looks like this. We're going to put that off at least another day here. Coming up on WCHL, we have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero is on the way.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056 That's 919-245-2056.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
This is Lyda Coleman of Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, your local CPAs and advisors. What was your tax rate in 2012? In 2013, it could be very different, which means you need to start planning now for the new tax laws. Our CPAs are well educated and stay fully up to date on what's going on in Washington and Raleigh and are ready to advise you on whatever comes your way.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
It's time now for Celebrity Birthdays on WCHL, and it's brought to you by your friends at the UPS stores on Fortin Boulevard and in Metamut in Chapel Hill. And our celebrity birthday winner of the day is Tess Mangum Okanya. Actually, today is not her birthday, but I feel really bad about it because I missed it. It was Sunday. Tess Mangum Okanya has a birthday, and it's almost a monumental birthday. And Tess, I hope it was a good one for you, and we're going to get a prize to you. A $10 gift certificate from UPS stores at Fordham Boulevard and in Metamut in Chapel Hill. Tess Mangum Okanya, happy birthday from your friends at the UPS stores and here at WCHL. All right, it's Tuesday morning. You know what that means?
Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Rock and Roll Trivia.
That would be correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went from Criss Cross last week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With you were telling me though
one of the members of Criss Cross died
passed.
Not too long ago.
Leukemia.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a he had leukemia for a long time.
Yeah,
I understand.
That's too bad. That's
but that really is sad.
Yep.
But what you got this morning?
Okay.
Happier note, I hope.
Yes, it is a happier note. You want right. to? You're cutting right to the chase.
All right.
May 20. Oh, by the way, what's coming up, folks?
What?
Over the Durham Bulls Athletic Park.
Yeah.
Beginning tomorrow.
Hmm.
The ACC Men's Baseball Tournament.
Yes, sir.
And, folks, I'm going to tell you what. The Atlantic Coast Conference is absolutely stocked to the gills with perhaps the best conference in college baseball. I mean,
And
Carolina, NC State, Virginia, Florida State.
Yeah. Carolina's great, but they got lots of competition in the ACC.
Oh, this is going to be, I mean, You're seeing Omaha College World Series-like quality of baseball.
It really will be.
And it's going to pick up, I'm pretty sure it's starting tomorrow and run all the way through the weekend. And it'll be over the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. What a great place to go watch a baseball game.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's something you think about. But today,
rock and roll
our immediate,
immediate gratification.
Here we go. It's number one hits is our category.
All right. So you're going to hand it to
me. I'm
going to
hand you the single.
Okay, well.
5 days from now, on May the 26th.
I haven't seen it yet.
5 days from now, May 26th, this song that I'm about to hand to Ron was the number one tune on the Billboard Hot 100. Name the tune and artist from this song that came to us 40 years ago.
All right. Hey, listen, I'm going to play it right now. And you listen very carefully and tell us the name of the song and the artists. I'll give you a little hint here. It's an instrumental. No singing in this song. What's the name of the song and who is the artist? Call right now, 919-929-WCHL. If you know the name of the song and the artist, and then we'll see who gets this one. This is a pretty good question, I think, this morning. Rock and roll trivia.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
I don't know if you had the opportunity to go to Hillsboro Hog Day this past weekend, but it was quite an event. Friday night and all day Saturday, Hillsboro celebrated itself, and there were about 12,000 people there. A lot of people work hard to make Hog Day happen. happen. But the person primarily responsible for all this is Margaret Cannell, Executive Director of the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce. This year, Hog Day was a little different.
There was a name change in that we added an extra G to Hog. The festival has for 30 years has celebrated barbecue, and it still will celebrate barbecue, but it also will be a salute to the town of Hillsborough's colonial heritage. We felt like we had to do it because one of Hillsborough's illustrious citizens from the 1770s was James Hogg, who was a member of the Board of Trustees of the University of North Carolina, a member of the Transylvania Company, a very important merchant, a member of the Constitutional Congress, a lot of other notable achievements, and we figured that since he was here and Hillsborough has such a great history and heritage, we thought we would add that in and celebrate it.
Margaret Cannell is today's WCHL hometown hero. Margaret, thanks for making Hog Day fun again this year.
We've reached out to the food trucks. I mean, they're so popular, so sort of a food truck rodeo. We actually have twice the number of food vendors that we usually have. A little bit of something for everybody. You don't have to come and expect just to get barbecue.
Of course, barbecue is one of the primary attractions, as you might expect at Hillsborough Hog Day. Margaret says Hog Day is very important to Hillsborough and Orange County.
For the community, it's very important because it's Orange County's largest festival, and it's a big event for the town. Not only does it bring out people who live here all the time, but it also brings people from other locations to come and see our beautiful town, and folks come from other locations, from other local towns, and see how beautiful Hillsborough is, and then come back and enjoy what we have here and spend some money and spread the word and move here and move their businesses here and just improve our local economy.
Of course, there was great musical entertainment on stage, lots of fun for the kids, arts and crafts, and much more. Everybody had a good time.
The Hillsborough Orange County Chamber of Commerce is the presenter of Hog Day. It's also our largest fundraiser. It's important to us because the fundraising aspect is important to the community because of, again, the tourism aspect.
Margaret Cannell, thank you so much for doing what you do best, and that's being a great ambassador for all of Orange County, and especially at Hillsborough Hog Day. You did it again. Margaret Cannell, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, playing a song this morning, Rock and Roll Tuesday. Name the song and the artist. All right. Congratulations to Webb Gardner, who called in with the answer. He got it before anybody else did. A couple of other people knew it, too. It's called Frankenstein. It's by the Edgar Winter Group. Frankenstein. Remember it now? Congratulations, Webb Gardner. He gets a swap tribute prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Freddie, we'll be back with another trivia question for you bright and early tomorrow, WCHL, and we'll see how you are, how good you are then. It will not be rock and roll trivia, so, you know, that's my favorite day. But, you know, thank you very much for the phone calls, everybody. And Freddie said had a good day. He had to run out.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Mad Science Camps. It's half off. Week-long science summer camps available now. Today's Our Local Deal may help your child fall in love with science while having a great time. Week 1 starts June 17th and focuses on rockets and the physics of rocket flight. Week 2 starts July 8th and the fields of science, technology, engineering, art, and math are all explored in this new camp. There are only 10 spots in each camp being held for Our Local Deal buyers, so check it out and call soon to reserve. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Well, it's cloudy again today. We have a 70% chance of more rain. Becoming partly sunny in the afternoon. That's good news. Chance of showers and thunderstorms are high today in the low 80s.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.com.